Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, April 18th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Birthdays, the attorney Clarence Darrow, famous for his role in the Scopes Monkey Trial, born this day in 1857. Conductor Leopold Stokowski, born April 17th, 1882.
The government is accusing the makers of several weight loss products of deceiving the public. They said, yeah, probably the most deceptive of these companies, Cinnabon.
Conan O'Brien is 51 today. On this day in history, the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. This is Razzle Bamboo.
Hang a lantern in the highest arch of the old church tower as a signal light. One if I land, two if I see, I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride and spread the alarm to every little village and every little farm.
In 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake from the History Channel.
The quake hit San Francisco on Wednesday, April 18th, at precisely 12 minutes past 5 o'clock in the morning. The quake had the impact of 6 million tons of TNT, roughly 12,000 times the power of the atomic bomb exploded over Hiroshima. It remains the greatest natural disaster suffered by a North American city.
In 1942, the Jimmy Doolittle raid on Tokyo.
The United States aircraft carrier Hornet, part of a task force steaming into Japanese waters, is now revealed as the secret base from which American planes first bombed Tokyo. The dramatic saga of a combined Army-Navy mission that brought panic to Japan and stirred the world for its brilliance and daring.
In 1956, movie star Grace Kelly marries Prince Rainier of Monaco and becomes Princess Grace. Number one on the charts in 1983, should have been number one on St. Patrick's Day, but it's Dexy's Midnight Runners and Come On Eileen. On the KETR events calendar, the A&M Commerce Department of Political Science and the Dallas Holocaust Museum and Center for Education and Tolerance present a two-day program called The Holocaust, Days of Remembrance, on campus Monday and Tuesday. The program will feature artifacts from the Holocaust and a traveling exhibit from the Dallas Holocaust Museum in the Rayburn Student Center. Speakers will appear at 10 a.m. Monday and Tuesday and at 2 p.m. on Monday. The Holocaust, Days of Remembrance and the A&M Commerce Rayburn Student Center, Monday and Tuesday. Our thought for the day is from the philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Bert, you were with us not too long ago, and we were talking about a very interesting project that you have going on called the Community Kitchen, or you call it also an incubator kitchen, in which you hope you're going to be able to bring people in, allow people to come in and learn to cook food that can then be sold. And make money for them, and also help out your organization.
That's correct.
As well. Now, some other things that you're involved in. You have something that you call a community garden.
Yes, yes. Our community garden actually started about 3 years ago. It's a model of a garden that we studied and actually were taught some of the disciplines through an organization called Growing Power in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Will Allen is the director of that. But we started our own community garden to try and provide a fresh product, fresh produce for the poor and underserved that we provide food for on a regular basis at Community Seeds. A lot of folk don't have fresh produce in their diets or can't afford fresh produce anymore, as you well know.
Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with people that are underprivileged, low income, as you do, the diet is a big issue.
It's a huge issue. We also have a nutrition class that Mary Sue Cole teaches called Stretching Your Food Dollar that helps in that area specifically as well. But our community garden, we have everything from corn, peas, okra. I found out a year ago that you can't kill okra. Okra just, you know, you could cut it and give it to folk and go back and it's regrown. So we have lots of okra and squash, tomato, watermelon, everything across the board. We've actually extended our garden this year. We started off about a third of an acre. Now we're about 1 acre. We'd like to be able to feed 1,000 people by the next year's end. Right now, last year we fed about 275 families out of our garden. Mm. We make our own compost. We use worms. We have worm farming that goes on. We use chicken manure as a part of our substance. I've got 12 incredible volunteers who orchestrate that for us on a regular basis.
Well, I wanted to ask you that because obviously you can't do all that yourself.
Oh, I don't know how to garden.
Yeah. Well, I bet you're learning a lot, though.
I'm surrounding myself with professionals.
I know through the extension program that Mary Sue Cole is part of, you have master gardeners. Are some of the master gardeners helping you out?
No, these are gardeners who are masters, but they're not master gardeners. These are folk who've mastered the art of gardening over extended periods of time.
On their own.
On their own, who have ranches, who have gardens in their own at their own homes, who come from rice farming or some other kind of farming, who've come as volunteers to make a difference in our community and make a difference in people's lives with fresh produce.
We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak, and Bert visits with us from time to time about the very good work that they're doing. Where's this community garden located?
It's at our property, on our property in Lone Oak. We're at 602 College Street in Lone Oak, Texas. We're a 7.5-acre property. So not only do we have the garden out back, the acre garden, and we're going to extend that to about 2.5 acres soon, but that's where we have our classrooms and all of our intake forms, intakes for helping other people with their rent, utility, et cetera, other food needs.
How do you get the food to the people?
Well, the food is easy, getting it to them. People come to us when they need food, and we provide them food out of a existing food pantry, but along with the canned foods and the frozen foods that we give them, we now give them a bag of produce as well. When we, you know, you mentioned that incubator kitchen at the top of the show, but as we do this incubator kitchen, we'll start putting our foods, our produce out in front of that building where we're going to do the incubator kitchen. And people can come by donations and get that food. Or if they need food, they can take as much as they like.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying last time you think that kitchen, about a year from now or so, you think you're going to be ready to open that up?
Lord willing, you know, in a year from now, we'll be ready to be providing our food there, as well as the front of that kitchen will have a country store, and we'll be providing coffees from around the world in that little country store, as well as other little items. But people can also sell what comes from the kitchen in that country store.
Great. Bart, how do people get in contact with you?
They could call us, Community Seeds, at 903-634-5673. Easy way to remember it is 634-LORD, L-O-R-D.
Good. And you're there in Lone Oak?
We're there in Lone Oak, Texas,
and,
yes.
And we can also find you on the web, I believe.
You can. We're on the web at www.cseeds.org.
Very good. Bert, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again this morning.
Honored. Always a pleasure.
All right. Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.